All right, man, this is a different episode than normal because I've had a lot of comics, social media influencers. This person does influence social media, but it's magical. And so I vlog, which y'all know, so I got my little vlogging camera because I want to make sure I catch whatever happens. I'm not looking to, like, catch the trick, but I just want the other angle because I know, like, I'm a sucker for, like, a good illusion. There's nothing I could do to keep myself from being like, oh! Like, I'm telling you right now, I'm like, oh, like, I can see the trick. I can see the fake thumb or whatever. And I'm like, oh, he did. I'm a fool with it. So this is Brother Paul Vu.
Hey, guys.
And he's a magician. But, like, most times I try to avoid cliche questions, but we're going to start off with one. Mm. So how'd you start doing magic?
Interesting. So, you know, I wasn't actually raised in the best environment growing up. I remember, you know, going from, like, this nice middle-class household, rock bottom, my family, they lost their business, and I was actually living in a garage growing up.
What kind of Asian are you?
I'm Vietnamese. Exactly. I'm Vietnamese.
You don't ever hear about no broke Asians.
So I know.
You're Vietnamese?
Yeah, Vietnamese. So,
my man. Yeah, huh? That's actually really good.
Yeah.
I be gambling. That's crazy. I never heard of a Vietnamese family having a hard time. So you guys were doing good, and then
We lost. They lost everything.
Baccarat.
Gambling.
Baccarat.
Yeah, gambling. And what ended up happening was, I was raised in this garage, and again, all my cousins and. Nephew, uncle, everyone, they were all very wealthy, right? But I was always the kid in the garage with my other family members. And I would go to school, I see everyone all happy, and, I always wanted that.
Right.
I wanted the ability to do, at one point, just give happiness. Because I couldn't get it myself. So I remember we had a tenant inside the, because I was living with my grandma, she also rented rooms too.
Wow.
So I lived in the garage, but she also rented a room, and she had a tenant. And they only stayed for like a month.
Okay.
I remember coming home one day, sad, and he cheered me up. And what he did was he did the classic thumb trick. You ever see the classic thumb trick?
Show me the
It's a classic trick.
Are you talking about the little movie?
Yeah.
I can't do it good.
Like this, right?
Oh, but yours really looks like it came off. Wait, show the camera. Oh, hell. All right.
Woo! But it's the classic thumb trick. And at that moment, I was like, whoa, eyes light up. It was like astonishment, I think back to it. It was that the term childlike wonder. Childlike wonder was what it felt like. And that's the thing about magic is that when you do it right, sometimes it has to be the right moment, the right time, the right place. Because not everyone's going to be in the same mood to see magic. But when you...
Right, you're like, I hit the body! Where's grandma? That'd be fucking crazy.
Right.
Put her back in the fucking box, Paul. Where's grandma?
But when you do it right, it creates that wonder, and that wonder is just such a unique experience to that art.
Right.
Art, right? Cause
like I said, I'm a sucker for it, man. I'm like... Like, as a grown-ass man, I have childlike wonderment.
Still. I love it.
That's crazy. So...
So that's where I got the interest.
Where was this, though?
What time?
Yeah, where was this... where'd you grow up? Where are you from? Where was this grandma's house? Where was this person?
Grandma's house was in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Orange County. So I lived in...
So they were really rich. Everyone around you was...
No. We weren't in the rich side of Orange County. We were in the poorer side. So we're in Garden Grove near the bad side of Anaheim.
Okay.
Right? And so, that's where I was around, I think, 7 years old at the time. I don't really remember. It's very vague. And that's when I got, the seed was planted.
So you were 7. You had a bad day. You came home.
Yeah.
A traveler who was living with you for a month.
For a month.
Made his thumb disappear.
And put it back on. And then
put it back on.
Seed was planted.
Got it.
So at that moment, I was always interested in magic. And I go up, grow up, and, I went to ELD classes. I didn't speak English very well. And
ELD?
Yeah, English Language Development.
Oh, that's So ESL in Washington State, English is a second language.
So got it. I didn't speak English very well. And so what I did was I started going to these development classes and I started learning about performers performing. And we had to go up there and do skits, you know, in front of class.
That's how they got you comfortable.
To break in, to learning the language. And I just kind of loved making those like sound effects and making people laugh. I mean, I'm not good at it now, but before I had no care in the world. I just did it.
Okay.
And that's where the seed was planted for performing. So when I got to high school, middle school, high school, I started doing theater. And then I said, you know what?
You were in theater?
Yeah, theater.
Thespian.
Yeah, I actually have a degree in theater.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is your most coveted role you played in high school?
Night of the Living Dead, I played the lead.
The lead?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was never dedicated enough to do the lead. I think we did a big play at my high school, and they were short on people, and they made me a Weasel and a Bobby. I don't even remember what play it was, but I was a Bobby, like an English cop with a stick.
Wow.
And they ended up taking my stick because I kept on acting like it was a dick.
So, but that was the only lead I ever got. In college, I would never get casted for it. I've only got casted for one Shakespeare play, and that was just to do magic.
Hilarious.
So they wanted me just for my, you know,
skill. Where'd you go to college at?
Cal State Fullerton.
Okay, Fullerton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Titans, isn't that what y'all are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I got my degree in theater there, but just to go back real quick. So that was the performing seed planted. And then once I got to middle school, nervous guy, intention was to get girls interested in me. So I was like, okay, magic tricks, that's kind of cool. Although I will say this, magic doesn't get the girls, and it actually repels the girls. They think it's nerdy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they think it's nerdy.
I don't know. I'd have been like... my dick?
No. You're like,
oh my god! Like you gotta do the right tricks, man.
Right. But everyone at that age, they're not that great of a magician at that age. True. And they're still going through puberty, so right, they're awkward. Right. So you're like an awkward magician, like, hey, do you want to see a card trick? It just looks so bad. I remember back at the times and I cringe, but that's where it started. And I realized, linking back to that seed that was originally planted about, creating wonderment, that I didn't want to do magic just for all those other motives. I wanted to do it to create that wonder.
Yeah.
And eventually, entrepreneurship, and I had different goals, bigger goals. But I think it always comes back when I try to think about, okay, what's my core artistic value?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is I think back to bring wonder to the world. And so that's what I set out to do. So, if we were to talk about my story.
That's crazy. A purpose-driven magician.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I be talking about. I'm telling y'all, no matter what we do, if we're entertainers, we're all entrepreneurs, and there's a stroke of genius in everybody. I mean, and you have to know your purpose, because then it drives every step. Once you know who and what you are and what you'll be and what you're going to do, wonderment.
And, I 100% agree with you, but I'm going to be real. There are times where I've kind of lost sight of the path, where I had taken breaks, because I'm human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I've you went a different route, and then I always think back to like, why am I doing this? What did I originally do this for? And it sets me straight, sets me right back. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Wonderment.
Yeah, man, you got to know. So, have you ever used magic to get out of confrontation?
No. No.
Never?
No. But my best friend has used magic to get into places.
Like how?
Yeah, so my best friend, his name is Jabrizi. He's a
Jabrizi?
Yeah.
This is a nigga for sure.
Yeah. yeah, he's my best friend. One of the most...
Jabrizi?
Arguably the most...
What up, bro?
Arguably the most famous black magician in the world.
Jabrizi?
Yes, Jabrizi.
You know who Jabrizi is?
Get the fuck out of here.
This is a nigga magician.
Yeah, he's a whole nigga magician.
What is this nigga doing? What does Jabrizi do? Does he do cliche nigga shit?
No. Actually,
he used to do hood nigga shit. Jabrizi, bro. No.
That's actually what.
Just be like, it's a watermelon. Like, be like, what the fuck? like, just embrace it. Do nigga magic. I'm not late. And all the clocks change. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot where my point. Where was
Jabrizi?
Yeah, Jabrizi. No, I really loved. He's a homie. And the thing is, like, just like the last person you had on. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do anything. He's like a true role model. And he actually uses magic to, like, inspire people, too.
Uh-huh. So he got into somewhere with magic?
Yeah, he would use magic. That's where we got. That's where we pinned it. He would use magic to get into, like, clubs, events. He just finessed his way anywhere.
So he's like, if I can guess your card, you let me in?
Yeah, but he, you know, he's more charming and he's more personable. I mean, I feel like it's mostly his personality and then the magic kind of, like, boom.
Right. Man. And that's that. The club, metaphorically, could have been high school poontang. Had you been using it right.
I was using it right. You know what I'm saying? I was using it right.
If I can, you know what I mean? If I can make your dollar disappear.
You have no choice.
You gotta let me holla.
Actually, there's a whole bunch of, like, those psychological tricks where it's like they agree with you. So, I mean, I don't do them. But, like, kids in high school do them where it's like, if I find your card, you have to kiss me. It's like, but... Magicians will do that. Younger magicians will do that. Our kids will do that. Mm-hmm, yeah, it's interesting.
I would have used it for evil. For sure. So now as an adult, you are full on grinding. Yeah. I mean, you're grinding. I mean, so again, before recording, he's like, in order to get there on time, I'm going to leave Vegas at 4:40 a.m.
Yeah.
That's grind.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would like you to talk for a second about the sacrifice that you have put into magic.
Yeah, I feel like there – let me ask you the question first. So yeah, sacrifice. What did I sacrifice? I think friendship. I sacrificed a lot of friendships. There's a saying where it gets lonelier at the top of the – once you're higher and higher up on that mountain, it gets lonely and lonelier. And yeah, I've lost some really close friends. Just from not talking to them anymore, not connecting with them anymore. And, I try to make it a thing to where once in a while I want to reconnect. But, you know, sometimes that friendship is just ultimately lost. So I sacrificed that. I sacrificed family, cousins. I think the longer I've kind of went into my journey in magic and social media and entrepreneurship, the less in touch I was with everybody. And at one point when I feel like I'm at a good place, I hope to... reconnect, right? But right now, that's not kind of what drives me. What drives me is, you know, my core artistic value, for the most part. So I sacrifice.
Well, I'll tell you, in my experience, family and relationships are extremely important to our mental stability, sanity, and also they can affect your self-worth. You know, when you're sitting in the top of a casino overlooking the entire strip and you've earned that room and you have open alcohol bar and you have open food, anything you want, and no one to call to come fuck with you, that feels some kind of way.
Right.
So I would implore you to try to find a way, a time to reach out, send a text, do it on a 3-day weekend when you did have some downtime. Reach out to the cousin that, you know, that you, man, it's been a minute. But I think it would benefit you better in the long run rather than saying, I got my head down, I got my blinders on, I'm getting this shit done. And when I get to the certain goal, then I'll open up and I'll kick it with the homies. And the reason why is because as an entrepreneur and a perfectionist, because as an illusionist, you have to be perfect, otherwise people see it. So as a perfectionist by nature and somebody who you told me you were a stickler for how things need to be to people around you, it'll help you a lot. And I almost lost my train of thought, but I did lose my train of thought. What was I saying, Matt? First podcast that's going to get an edit right now. I'll tell you what it is, right? So the reason why it's so important to do that now is because our goalpost moves. As a perfectionist, like, because it's never good enough. There's never a thing. Like, you'll say, look, I'm just going to focus on this. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to get into the Bellagio. You get into the Bellagio and you're like,
the next goal.
I want to get into the such and such, or I want to do this trick. And now you have looked up, and now you're in all these places. And like I said, you're at the top, and you have no one to cherish it with. Right. So just slow down just a tidbit and do that. Otherwise, what you have managed to do is poof, made everyone who loves you disappear.
No, I 100% agree with that. When I talk about the relationships, I still have that. Okay. Close circle of family. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't, you know, I don't talk to my cousins as much, if in a year or two now. But my brothers, my sister, I love them to death. I always keep in touch with them. Right. In fact, I try to make it a deal to, like, you know, save up money just to take them all out. Maybe, I think last time I took them all out to Cabo. I'm like, let's go to Cabo, guys, on me. I just want to have that,
that's magic.
That time where it's almost like
shit.
They're not entrepreneurs. I hope one day that they maybe have that passion for it. But some people, they don't want to be entrepreneurs. They don't want to have that.
They like, and that's a little totally bit more fine. Stability. Yeah.
What will happen? They find happiness in other things.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And so I want to share some of the amazing experiences you can get from entrepreneurship with them. And so that's kind of how I did it, where I would save up the money that I made, and then I would take them out for an experience that they'd never forget.
That's beautiful. So you said you had a few tricks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I do stand up, so I know when someone's about to tell a joke. I don't do magic, so I have no idea if you're okay. Are you already doing a trick right now?
No, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
So what you got?
All right. So there are many different genres of magic. Okay. So right now I think I'm gonna start with something more cerebral, something more simple. And then we'll kind of go through the genres. We'll do a visual trick too, okay? So I think for social media, people are more interested in the visuals, the crazy things happening.
Okay.
But you know, for live shows, for in person, it's kind of cool to see something that you just can't explain, even though it's not visual. So can I?
Do whatever. Just don't pull your dick out.
No, man. We'll try this.
I worked with Bobby Law before, so everything's good. Just keep that thing up.
So
I'm excited. Nate, are you yeah.
Nate, right
he's
now,
like focused.
Hold out your hand.
It's out. Which one?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to close your eyes.
Shit.
Yeah, close your eyes. Now, using your senses, I'm gonna put an object in your hand, and using your senses, I want you to just guess what it is, intuitively. Okay, just guess what it is. Okay, go ahead. Close your hand. Got change. You got it. You can guess what it is?
It's a die.
Yeah, it's a die. You peek?
No, I felt the notches.
Okay. So open
that's
your eyes.
That's a one.
Open your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. A dice, right? So roll it a couple times, and I'm going to try to explain this because people might be listening, right? Mm-hmm. And so they might not be able to see this. So go ahead and roll the dice.
Okay. Two. So
keep on rolling it. And
make come sure, on, like, God damn it. Don't give me a goddamn five.
Make sure it doesn't like
shit! Come
always
on now.
Land on the same thing.
Okay. No, I'm gambling, baby. I got two threes in a row. Yeah, what's happening? A six. Right. Come on now.
So when you're you can't have when a, you're, you can't when give you're a confident, nigga no dice. When you're confident.
Jabrizi, nigga, come fuck with me. That's a lot of three. That's a lot of threes, homie. All right, there's a four.
So you get the idea, right? Okay. It's not weighed, it's not rigged, it'll move around. So what I want you to do is I'm gonna look away. This entire time, I'm gonna look this way. Mm-hmm. Okay. That way no one can signal me over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you look at that so go ahead and roll it. Just roll it. Stop. All right. Is it stopped?
Yeah.
So I want you to go ahead and remember that.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
In your mind. You're looking at it right now.
No, I'm looking at you, but I already have it in my mind.
You got your mind. The number.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and cover the dice. Okay. Did the camera see it? Everyone saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at me. You play poker?
Mm-hmm.
Keep a straight face.
Okay.
This is intuition.
That's
okay?
fine.
I might get it wrong.
This is my straight face.
I'll be honest. I'm going to count from 1 to 6, and every single time say yes.
At the end?
Every time I say a number, say yes. For all the numbers.
Okay.
1.
Yes.
2.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
4.
Yes.
5.
Yes.
6.
Yes.
1.
Yes.
2.
Yes.
2.
Yes.
2.
Yes.
Yes. 2.
Yes.
2.
Yes.
It's 2.
Yes.
Weird.
It's a 2.
It's weird. Let's try it again.
All right, cool.
One more time. Okay, because 1 out of 6 chance at that point.
Yeah, I'm going to get your ass this time.
1 out of 6 chance, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to look away.
Yeah. I'm going to look away.
Okay, the camera saw
I'm it. Already ready. Let's go.
The camera saw it? Okay. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One. Don't say yes. Just 2. 3. Lip move. You did lip 3. You did lip movement. You're like 3. It's 3.
It's a 3. My lip move?
Yeah, you look. If you look at the camera, your camera, I think the lip move.
Let's
the
do
lip
it again.
Move,
one
move.
More time. Let me roll this one more.
Actually, let's do it differently.
Okay.
Let's not leave it to a roll. Let's leave it to set the dice here. With your finger.
Uh-huh.
go ahead and whichever one you want. It's different. Okay. Now you have a choice.
Okay.
Not luck. It's not random. Go ahead. I'm looking away. And let me know when you got it. You done? Stop when you're done. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You happy?
I'm elated.
Okay. That's number one. The camera saw it. Everyone saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. This time, I'm not going to look back. Because maybe when I look over, you might think that I'm, you know, somehow getting...
Yeah, nah, you ain't been able to see nothing.
So I'm here now. And I want to ask you a question.
Do I got to look at you too?
No.
Hold the mic. Hold the mic too.
I'm gonna ask you a question. So I feel like just getting a read off you that, like, you might try to, like, game the system. You might try to do something that people least expect, right? Because you're unpredictable. You're always doing things that that will, like, surprise people, right? Things that people won't expect. So I feel like, you know, whereas most people would pick a random number, you might go back to something you've seen over and over again. Like earlier, you were rolling the same number over and over again. A coincidence, you're rolling three. So I would think you would have went for the three. Did you go for the three?
Yeah.
Weird.
I went for the three, bro. I don't know.
Weird. So that's kind of a mental trick. A mental trick.
You didn't get no pussy in high school doing shit like that? I would have hell got pussy in high school off doing that.
That's a mental trick. And when either next or later, I'll show you something more visual for the purpose of
let's do it.
Social media. Right now?
Yeah, come right on, man. I feel like you're in my brain, bro. You know, I wanted you to pull a pigeon out or some shit. I didn't want you to read my skull. I feel like you're going to be unpredictable. I am thusly being predictable.
We're going to need this.
Oh, shit. We done pulled out a pen.
Yeah. We might, I don't know. Maybe we'll do this. I don't know.
What is that? A lighter?
A lighter, yeah.
How much shit you got in your pockets? He's like, there's a midget. Like, cards too?
Yeah, cards. Okay. Grab it too? Right. No, that's cheesy. All right, I'm going to have this close here so people can hear me. You ever see card tricks in person?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple times?
Three times?
Yeah.
Everything's in three. You see what I did right
there? Let's try this. Okay. So... when I do a lot of magic, a lot of people like the visual stuff. They like it when I do crazy visual tricks.
Yeah.
Right, let's try this.
Black people are kinesthetic learners.
Yeah.
We want to touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it. And we cut the deck?
No.
Okay.
I want you to, is it reflecting?
Off of what?
The surface.
No, the surface doesn't kick back that way. Just for the cameras can see it.
Oh, okay.
But our naked eye can't.
So go ahead.
I mean, look, you can just.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Just quickly.
Pick a card?
Yeah, quickly. Fast.
All right, here we go.
You got it? All right. You happy?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, go ahead and take a look at it and sign it. Okay, so you could have picked any card. Right, you're happy with that one?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, okay.
Sign it?
Yeah, sign it on the face.
My name?
Yeah, your name. You got it? Okay. Make sure it's face down. You happy? Okay.
Done. That's done.
All right. Put it back?
Put it back?
Yep. We're going to try this. I don't want to look.
I'm just trying to pick it up, brother.
All right. Okay, so we're going to try this, all right?
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm doing this. It's a brand new trick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sign this. Quarter. All right. I have no idea if this is going to actually work.
It's going to work.
No idea.
I have a lot of faith in this. I'd bet $100.
So, people like the visual things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to do something a little more visual that you can see, okay? Mm-hmm. Can't watch this.
No, we're good. This nigga about to cook a quarter, bro.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Was the flame supposed to die?
Maybe.
Oh. God damn. Man, get the fuck out of here. What kind of cars are these, nigga?
You see that?
Come How close. Does it quarter?
Wait. Look. Come close.
Fam.
Come close. Look.
Get the fuck out of here.
See how the quarter burned through?
Everything, but it didn't go all the way through, though.
All these cards? Every single card that burned through?
This nigga's crazy, bro. What the fuck? let me do that one.
Wait.
Let me touch one.
Yeah, go ahead, touch one. every single card. But the
last one, there's one more.
Oh, is it, oh, one more.
Oh, two.
One more. Is it the last one? Yeah, go ahead.
That's crazy. I don't even want to turn it over. That is crazy. It's one thing to pick it out, but to burn a hole down the middle is a whole nother ball game. Wow, bro. I don't know.
I prepared that specifically for you. I was like, I got to create something cool for Nate, and this is it.
I ain't never seen no shit like this.
Fuck. You got to open the show with it. You got to put it in the front of the show.
And you see what number the card was, too?
Yeah, I got another goddamn three out of all the cards I could have pulled. And I know you didn't have shit to do with that. That's a lot of threes.
Or did I? I don't think I can top this trick.
He's got two more girlfriends. What is it? What about this one?
It's all done.
Jesus.
This is burned. It's a joker.
Wow.
Yep.
Fuck.
I can't top that one.
I know it's a trick, but I don't know how.
I was like, a sprinkler's going to go off. I was getting worried.
Actually, you know, it's funny. I'm going to be honest with you. I looked, you know, the reason why I grabbed my phone before I got up here was I was like, will the fire alarm go if I burn something?
Oh, you were looking it up?
I looked it up. Of course, I'm always precautious, man.
If that shit would have went off, this would have been even more epic. I'd have been like, woo! I got to move out! That's awesome.
Yeah.
What? Are we good? I don't know what you're nodding at.
I'm just looking at the time. I'm like,
yeah. You could cut that. That was dope. So tell me this, man. What do you want to be? Have you read The Alchemist?
Mm-mm.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay, so, excuse me, I'm a little air. I've been drinking this water and coffee. The Alchemist is a book about a young guy. I'm just going to paraphrase it, but it's a young guy who wants to be an alchemist. The alchemist is like basically like a wizard. It's somebody who knows a lot of chemicals, and they can mix up a thing.
Turn things into gold.
Elixirs. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And so there's this young guy that wants to be one. He saw one. Come and do this thing. And so he goes on this pursuit to meet the alchemist. And along the way on his journey, he picks up different trades and skills and things like that. So by the time he gets to where the alchemist was, he is also the alchemist. So you become what you pursue just from going through the journey. So what I'm asking you is, with that in mind, who is your alchemist? You drove here from Vegas. That's the home of magic, as far as I know.
Right.
Is there someone you've been looking at like, yo, dude, if I could... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's always changing, right? There's always people who I look up to, and then I make new discoveries of who I am as an individual, and you know, I reflect back on the work of the individual, and you know, my mindset changes. I don't think I follow one particular person like to the T, where everything I do is influenced by them. I would say the people I'm currently around today, they are really good in different aspects that I strive to be.
Okay.
Right? My friend Jabrizi has all these skill sets, things that I admire.
Have you seen him pull out a watermelon?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, he does this trick. Nate, he does this trick where he's never late. He pulls out a shoe from someone's ear.
A baby shoe?
No, a big 13.
A Monopoly shoe.
Size shoe. A fat shoe. I'm going to leave it at that. If you have him on, he might show it to you. Anyways.
Connect us. Yeah. I would love to have a more nigga magician.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should have him.
For sure. A Vietnamese magician, that's rare.
It's very rare.
But nigga magic? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's so amazing. Because there's an auntie, a mom, an uncle, somebody was like, stop doing that stupid ass shit and get a job every day. Nigga, if you don't put the motherfucking cars down, I'll whoop your ass. Like, there's nowhere to go in the hood with that. Like, he's doing card tricks in line for Jordans. Like,
that's the same way it is for
the Vietnamese.
Vietnamese. They don't want an artist in the family. They don't want art.
Right.
I think I remember the time I told my parents, I said, I want to be an actor because I was studying theater at the time. Really, I wanted to be an actor because I wanted to improve magic, right? But I said, I want to be an actor. And I remember the entire table. And my siblings did at the time, too, shame me for this, even though now they agree with it. They believe in me now. But everyone in the table said, you need a backup. You shouldn't do this. You should never pursue this. I remember going to the restroom, crying, sulking. I was like so mad and going out there, just couldn't talk. You know, I was under like that dislike. You know how people do things out of spite? Mm-hmm. I really wanted to do it out of spite at that time. Eventually, I did it for more than just that. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And so that was one of the things was.
That seems to be a trend in Asians. Mm-hmm. Not to bring it back to race, but I had Timothy De La Ghetto on the show. And some of his earlier reasoning, like his motor, his engine, some of the earlier stuff was like, I just wanted to show him I could do it.
Right.
He's like, you guys are big on don't doubt me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about the Asian household, I can only speak for mine. I don't know about others. But every time I come and, you know, talk about an achievement, some crazy milestone I did, like, I got 1 million followers. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, but where's the money?
Jeez. It's never been enough.
Here's money. Here's money. Shut up. Here's money. I helped you. And then they'd be like, all right, where's the other money? Are you going to make more money? Oh, that wasn't that much. Do you know how much that I just gave you? I'm like, right. it's like this constant battle of, you know, I'm never going to satisfy them. I have to kind of set my own internal goal. It kind of just, I should be playing for myself, not for others. It was at that time when they kept on doing that. I realized like, you know what? It's going to be never ending. It's almost like that goalpost that they keep moving. As parents, they just kind of want the best and they keep on pushing, but it's never enough for them.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a way to push your kids and even your friends that doesn't make them feel like they aren't enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And it's a thing. Like Tim was talking about it and you're also talking about it. I'm noticing a trend that is like a doubt and it's a doubt in a way where it's like, oh, it's not attainable.
Right.
Like, my household, if there was a high attainment, a goal that was higher than where I could attain at that time that I wanted, they're like, you can't get that right now, but go get it. Mm-hmm. And that's different than like, you ain't gonna never do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, and most black households aren't like it. I was raised in a household full of entrepreneurs. Mm. And so that makes me an anomaly, which is why I'm enamored by a nigga magician. Because... Yeah. Most households aren't embracing that.
Yes,
and the same with you. Like, this has been a profound experience. Like, you literally blew my mind. Like, I just want to know, like, is the die heavy on the threes?
No.
So you read my mind.
No, I wouldn't say I read your mind. It's almost like a kind of science. I do mess
all
up
right,
on that
all
sometimes.
Right. I'm going to think of a color right now. What color am I thinking about right now?
All right, you're going to get a letter in the mail in about 5 days that will reveal the color. I just, there are tricks like that. There are tricks like that.
Whoa. That's crazy.
But that's kind of like what I had to deal with in terms of, you know, what the parents, you know, kind of thought about my profession. And yeah.
It was orange.
That's what I was thinking. All right, you'll see in the mail. I'm just kidding.
Because of your rubber bands. And because we mentioned the oranges earlier, you're from Orange County.
Man, I feel like you're just starting to become me now, like connecting everything. the three. Oh, but the orange bands, Orange County, it's all.
You see what I'm saying?
You see it's the orange bag, full the orange circle. Cup. You see the orange painting in my restroom? Like, it's all connected.
Crazy. he's colorblind. No, I'm just playing. So, you're amazing.
Thank you.
And so what you want to be or what your alchemist is shifting and moving all the time because different people have different skill sets that you like.
Yeah, and they've all influenced me in such profound ways. It's almost – I'm kind of blessed to have the friend circle I do now because they're all – for the most part, a lot of my, you know, friends are exceeding me in certain aspects, right?
So is there anybody who's just trash or you're like, I wish he would quit?
Like magician or like,
yeah, because we've been very positive. But is there anyone where you're like,
like that I know or like that?
Yeah, you're like, I wish that guy would get hit by a magic bus.
I'm gonna be really honest. I feel like I don't know how it is with comedy or.
Oh, there's some people that I'm like, put
there. There are people like when you do things that are different.
Yeah,
there are people who are stuck in the old school of thought, and they don't like the change.
They're in the way.
And when they see the change,
goddamn gatekeepers.
They say, no, that's the wrong way to do it. Mm. And there are also people who are closed-minded and they have one specific belief in how something should be done, and they fail to look at the overarching like goal of magic, which is to entertain people, bring right. wonder to people, and so they're so isolated on ethics, on it has to be done this way or that way without getting to specifics of tricks or anything, that they exile other magicians if they don't go along that path. And there are a lot of magicians who will openly be like, oh, you're this, you're that. They say this about me, and I have not said anything to them, right? I refuse. I don't think it's worth my time. There are people, very high-profile magicians that you see on TV everywhere that disrespect me online in public form.
This is what you got to do. And so the trick I want you to do. Work on this. You walk up to them and you flinch. And later when they get home, they're going to be like, the fuck? you give them a time-sensitive punch. Stop hating on my boy.
It's interesting because it's almost like I have a different approach. I used to be all about, like, I confront you right away about it. But, professionally, I just kind of like, I don't have any conflict. But in the back end, if you get sniped somehow out of nowhere, like in terms of like career, maybe it's because you're being a dick. I'm not saying I did it.
If you get sniped, I don't know what happened.
But we're
just going to keep this on record.
But maybe because you're just being a jerk.
You just deserve what came around. Yeah, there's people who got what came around. Casted enough. But you know what I've noticed, and I'll just say this as we wrap, is that most of the world and most of what's going on, all of it really, it comes down to, I think, good and bad or good and evil. And people can have success on both sides of it. And you have to choose your path and you be honorable towards the path you choose. And I think the good side is the positive, the right way to go about it. And then even though this side is balling as well, there's more regrets associated with this side. There's more burnt bridges associated with this side. There's more snipes on this side. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so you strike me as a guy who's taking the good route and taking the high road and making the right decisions. And I wish you nothing but the best, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
For sure. And tell them where they can find you online for some wonderment.
So you can find me online at Paul Vu TV. I currently, my main platform is Facebook. I do Instagram, a little bit of YouTube. Used to do TikTok in China. Fun fact, but not anymore. But that's where you can find me, Paul Vu TV.
So spell that so they know.
Yeah, P-A-U-L.
Paul.
V-U-T-V, at Paul Vu TV.
Paul Vu TV.
And Nate, anytime you want a magician on, do more tricks, let me know. I'll be coming out to do more tricks for you.
For sure. I'm gonna try to keep my lips from twitching when you say my number. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This might look like a normal job, but it's not. When hackers infiltrate networks and steal or destroy proprietary data, we're all at risk. Becca used to be a mid-level programmer until she earned a master's degree in cybersecurity online at Grand Canyon University. Now she's setting sophisticated honeypots to lure and catch hackers. What do you think protecting your company looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.